Hi everyone, this is Joel Bitterman, worship pastor at Vineyard Gilbert, and you are listening to our sermon podcast. Today I'm bringing you a special podcast episode because over the past few months we have been singing a song in our congregation called What a Friend. This song was written by a friend of mine. His name is Bruce Good, so I thought it would be a wonderful opportunity to be able to sit down with Bruce and talk with him about his song. Before we begin the interview portion of this podcast episode, I would like to play you a recording of the song that a few of us in the church got together to record. So here it is, What a Friend.
Song for all the prayers you have answered through the years. We won't forget the wonders you have done. Looking back, we can see your hand in the good and in the bad, and through it all you show us who you are. I'm leaning, faithful love, the keeper of my soul. I run to you in the terror and in the trials. I try to remember it was you who called me a friend. Song for all the prayers you have answered through the years. We won't forget the wonders you have done. Looking back, we can see your hand in the good. I'm leaning, faithful love, the keeper of my soul. I run to you in the terror and in the trials. I try to remember it was you who called me. Glory fills this place. which I'm leaning, faithful love, the keeper of my soul. I run to you in the terror and in the trials. I try to remember it was you who called me a friend.
Sitting down with me here. So to start, if you could just share a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I live in Pine Top, Arizona, and I've gone to the same church for a long, long time, decades. And I work on the White Mountain Apache Reservation, and I've also been there a long, long time, since 1991. So it's been a while.
Yeah. It's been a while. And we've known each other for a long time also. And so how we know each other is that I was actually, I graduated high school from a town nearby. And after I graduated, I moved to the church here in Pine Top Lakeside in Sholo, actually. And so just out of high school, I wanted to start being a part of the worship teams. And of course, like you do with most people, you stick them on bass first. So mm-hmm. I played bass for...
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so did a lot of bass playing. And so that was kind of how we met. Years ago, so that must have been 95 or so, 94, okay. 95.
Yeah. That's right, and you were still in high school?
So I would have just graduated in 94, 95. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah.
You've come a long way.
We all have, yes. So altogether, how long do you think you've been leading worship?
Wow, that's a great question. And I started leading worship around that same time, a few years before, at Grace Church in Sholo. So math is failing me right at the moment. Yeah. So 25 years.
I literally
years.
Had to pull up the calculator on my phone the other day.
Oh, did you? Like,
how long have I been leading worship?
But I started doing worship with youth in Germany. I was I worked with a mission called Malachi Ministries that worked with Army youth, U.S. servicemen overseas and their families. And that's actually where I just kind of out of necessity, and I wanted to began leading worship for junior high and high school groups. And that's where I started playing the guitar.
Cool. Yeah. Very cool. And when you started playing the guitar, was it like within that context that you wanted to start leading? You just wanted to play guitar?
No, I wanted to lead. I was around a lot of worship leaders. So there were, it was quite a core group of really good leaders and mentors, and mm-hmm. and they all played the guitar and they all led worship. So yeah.
Cool.
They all had goatees as well, which I worked on. So
that's good. Well, and yeah, and so tell us about family.
So I have three children, and I have a daughter who's in college, a son who is graduating from high school in a couple days, and a daughter who is adopted from China, and she is going to be starting high school, ninth grade, this next year, which is amazing.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. And Lois?
I do have a wife. I'm glad you mentioned that. And it's kind of, it probably goes without, in my mind, goes without saying. So she, we met on the reservation in White River, and we've been married for 23 years. So.
Yeah. And actually, and I remember when you guys got married too. So. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
A good reference to go back to, yeah.
Well, and so your song, What a Friend, has mm-hmm. been a song that we've been doing for a few months at the church. And so it's definitely something that's resonated for me. Mm. I think one of the things that really resonate with me is, you know, of course, the lyrics. A lot of times there's so much worship music out there that's available to us nowadays. And, really having the lyrics that resonate with your body is really important. And actually, one of the values of the Vineyard when it comes to worship is authenticity in worship. Mm-hmm. And in that meaning that what we're singing is actually what we're hoping to live. And so there's a congruency in our walk with Christ. Yeah. And so, it's kind of like the funny thing. It's like, an example would be like, a song that's singing about dancing, but nobody's dancing.
Right.
I just thought that was kind of weird.
Or
raising your hands. And maybe in a tradition that doesn't really raise their hands. So it's like, but even deeper, because worship is more than just music, in our relationship with God on the same level as prayer, that as we're singing it, it's what we're praying from our heart. It's what we hope is being made manifest in our lives. Mm-hmm. And so, so what I love about this is that, I think the first time I remember the song was coming out of at least something for my family. Just there was something Marissa and I went through that was a tragedy that we experienced.
Right.
And something very, I think, key in that was that song became kind of a meaningful heart's cry to us in that when we go through other difficult things in our lives, I find that this song is in the back of my head. And so I noticed that it was in December or January that this song came back into my head, and I thought, what, this would be a good song for our worship community. And it's been kind of fun, as we've been singing it, because people have come up to me and say, wow, that song is what I've needed. And that song has resonated with me.
That's really humbling to me to hear your story. And, just looking at I'm looking at the lyrics right here. And it brings the lines bring back very specific memories. Hmm. So,
I
could talk about a few of them if you want me to.
Sure.
There's probably I just realized too before I said that I probably could do that with. I could probably talk a long time, and I don't know if you really want me to just keep talking and talking, but I'll try to keep it succinct as I can.
Yeah.
So, so what you just mentioned, when I hear the song, probably the memory comes to mind most quickly is the line about, I run to you in the terror. And in the trials, I try to remember. Mm-hmm. And that just, it brings back a picture to me of I think I was working through the song in my head, which I often do kind of just over and over as I'm working on a song and then different lyrics. And so it was actually the tragedy you were talking about. And I believe I had just got a call from you and I was driving in the car and these words were going through my head. And I was working through the song and thinking, just praying for you and Marissa, and heading to the hospital. And that that's just really clear in my mind, which is amazing because there's not that many things that are that clear. Mm. But I can remember just driving and going through, you know, just praying those words. And just the reality of that we do, you know, that's life. We we like to have you know, respond to everything with the greatest strength and fortitude, but in reality comes down to moments of terror. Mm-hmm. and that's when God is, you know, that's when we need him the most. When he's there the most. So
Yeah. And maybe you have something to add to the whole concept of what a friend. Mm-hmm. And over the past couple of months, mm-hmm. too, been spending a lot of time in, you know, right around John 13, 14, 15, mm-hmm. up to 17. And really that scripture where Jesus talks about, you know, I am the vine, you are the branches, and all of that stuff, and abide in me, and, you know, and he goes to that point of, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. And I don't call you a servant any longer, because a servant doesn't know his master's business, but I call you friends, because everything the Father has told me, I have made known to you. And, you know, and just that... It's not quite a paradox, but it feels like a paradox when we go through tough stuff, I think, because part of it is like, well, why is this happening? I thought we were friends, kind of thing. Mm. But Jesus right off, I mean, he even at one point said, you know, if the world hates you, remember it hated me first, you know? So there's this closeness, and the promise isn't that we won't experience any pain. The promise is that there will be his abiding presence throughout the pain.
Right.
Even if we don't necessarily feel it.
Yeah.
The promise that he's there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I think part of the, you know, just to get back to that relationship or friendship, I think, you know, I don't know if everyone relates to this, but often friends we take for granted in the relationship we have, because it's just comfortable. And you know, the very beginning of the song, which is, you know, sing a song for all the prayers you've answered through the years, to me is really just a connection to that, realizing that I do take that for granted and that I really do need to stop and think, okay, you know, I've been through, Jesus has known me as a child. He's been there. Answering prayers, protecting me when I wasn't even aware. Mm. And he has always been there. His presence is, I have a tendency to forget that and live in the moment, but it's really important to realize that this friendship, has been there all the time. And as you were saying, it's in through the, you know, as the song, I'll have to cheat here and look over there, says, you know, in the good and in the bad. I actually struggle with that, like saying, is that really what I want to say, in the bad, you know? But just to be honest, that's how it appears, you know, and feels. So in the times that, you know, God turns those bad things into good, mm-hmm. in time. But in the times that just don't feel like he's doing, you know, just like as you just expressed, you know, or I thought you were my friend, when we have those thoughts, that he's there, his presence is with us. Mm-hmm. in all those times when we feel it and when we don't. So
yeah. And I think that awareness is so, you know, so key. And I think another thing that I like about the song too is that, you know, something that we see in the Psalms all the time is this lament. And lament was a huge part of the Psalms. And, you know, and I think a lot of times we, maybe it's just being evangelicals and like we want everything to be proper in the way that we want it to be theologically correct or whatever. And I think a lot of times what that does is it actually keeps us from lamenting and being honest.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what I like about this song too. I think it is theologically correct. But also it allows, you know, the honesty of the lament of saying, you know, there is terror. And the honest offering that we're giving in those trials and in the terror is that we're going to run. It doesn't mean we're going to understand, but we're going to at least run. And recognizing that there is bad. Yes, we know that he is good and he will redeem. He does restore. He does all this stuff. But also, it feels bad, too, and it's okay to say that it feels bad, you know?
Yeah, I think another part of the reality, too, if you know, if we're trying to be authentic as we praise him and be truthful, is that, you know, sometimes we do have to, you know, as we sing and worship, In order to enter in that place, we have to encourage ourselves, and I think, and realize that that's what we're doing. That's where the honesty would come in. Yeah. It's not like I'm here, but this is where I want to be.
Yeah,
you know,
kind of the bless the Lord of my soul.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Telling ourselves,
right,
we're gonna bless the Lord.
And I kind of think the refrain at the end of the song, you know, even now you're here. And your presence fills this place is really one of those things. That's what, to me, that's what those lines are, is just saying, you know, I really want your presence, Lord. And so we step out in faith and saying, you're here right now.
Yeah.
You're near at this moment. You know, we're not singing about something that happened or is going to happen, or we're just right now trying to be in the moment.
Well, it's a good conversation. We could go on and on, I'm sure. But this gives you know, the idea was to give our body, kind of the body of Gilbert Vineyard, or Vineyard Gilbert rather, just a little bit more insight to this song that has become a part of our community. So I
just want to thank you. Thank you guys for worshiping to this song, and thank you, Joel, for sharing it.
Yeah, totally. Could, if you don't mind, would you mind praying for Vineyard Gilbert as end this time?
I would love to.
Thanks.
So Father, just want to bless the congregation, the community at Vineyard Gilbert, and I just ask, Lord, that you would continue to reveal to them just their expression of worship to you, and your love, your faithful love for them, Lord, and what that means in their community, and Father, that they would be able to worship you as one and to join together, Lord, and that you would be, just thank you, Father, that you are very pleased with their worship, but that they would feel and understand and know the depth of your love for them, and just your smiling presence, your smiling face on them as they worship as one body, as your body. So just ask your blessing and continued blessing on them and their worship teams and Joel's worship leadership. In your name, amen.
Amen. Awesome. All thanks, right. Bruce.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.